Paul Woodruff is a professor of philosophy at the University of Texas at Austin and the author of The Necessity of Theater, The Art of Watching and Being Watched, where he argues that theater is essential to the development of healthy individuals and healthy societies. In the second part of an interview conducted last week, WMNF asked Woodruff about playwright Bertolt Brecht. Woodruff writes that Brecht wrote his plays to provoke and not to obstruct critical thought. Woodruff writes that on its face, Brecht's theory of epic theater is bad theory and worse theater, but that's not actually what happens.
Right. Brecht is really what got me started on this whole kick, because Brecht tried to write plays and produce theater without empathy. He wanted the only emotion to be anger and outrage at capitalism. And I thought he was deeply wrong, though he wrote some very good plays. He was deeply wrong about that, that it is empathy that holds us in the theater to watching what happens to a character. We don't watch a character unless we care about that character. His most famous lead character is Mother Courage, and he tried and tried and tried to prevent audiences from feeling for her and caring for her, and he failed. But luckily, the play succeeded because people did care about her. And so they did stay to the end of the play.
I'm wondering on that, and the idea of drama overall that you say, you know, that the audiences should care. I mean, we do have, maybe not in theater, but in other forms of art, you know, literature, film, et cetera, you know, anti-heroes were those that sometimes don't have a lot of redeeming qualities. Do you think that, you know, it's in some cases we're still meant to care about those particular characters?
I think that most anti-heroes are, you know, have very human qualities that draw us to them, even though they're not heroic. I think on the whole, if you don't care about the characters, you're not going to want to see how the story comes out. Now, it may be that you dislike the character and that your caring is more related to dislike than like, but you're still somehow engaged. I think you can be engaged with a villain, or a hero, or an anti-hero.
You also mentioned that internal reasons for watching are intelligence and humor, and these may be found outside the theater. What do you mean by that?
Gosh, you've read this carefully. I've been very impressed. Well, I think that all the play is meant to convey is some intelligent idea about the world. You could read that in a scholarly essay, but finding it in a play is maybe even better if you're bound and engaged to the play by some kind of emotional attachment. I do think there's a kind of emotional intelligence. Many people write about this now, and I've, you know, as you can tell, I belong to the school that thinks that ethics is all about how you're emotionally connected with the world and other people. But I also think that emotions have an intelligent component, that there's something, as we say, cognitive about emotions, and that's a big story unto itself. And I also talk about humor. Humor is very interesting and complex. It's one of the hardest things to talk about because you kill a joke when you explain it, as you know very well. And humor also is a way of quieting emotion. You know, if you're inclined to be afraid of something, you laugh at it and the fear subsides. If you're inclined to be horrified by something, if you laugh at it, the horror tends to go away. So humor is a wonderful sort of protective device for us in hard times. And how that how humor and empathy can work together is a puzzle that I call the paradox of comedy, and I try to sort that out, how it can be that we can laugh and be empathetic at the same time.